Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tea with Nimja. This file will take you to a public cafe where you and I will sit down for a lovely cup of tea, or any other hot or cold beverage of choice will do. Hot chocolate, for example, is very nice as well, so soothing and sweet. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I do think that they have some fresh mint tea here, together with some honey that will do me just fine. Do you know what you'd like? Well, take a moment to think, and when we're ready to order, I'm sure it'll all be taken care of. For now, just sit back and relax, and we'll just talk about something while we wait. It's been a long day, and we might as well take the time to relax and just, you know, talk about anything and everything. A lot of people have, well, questions for me when they talk to me online or in person. Some of those questions are quite common or entertaining. Honestly, I don't even know how often I've said that my favorite color is the clear blue of a winter sky. The thing is, well, I guess it's one of the more pretty colors in nature, but it's hard to call it a favorite, you know. Does it make any of the other colors less interesting? How do you define something favorite? How is it better than something else? The same goes for numbers, like the only reason why I have an attachment to the number 4 or the number 42 is because of context, circumstance, where I encountered the number and the meaning that was given to it. Oh, there we are. That smells lovely. And I'm sure you'll be happy too. I apologize if I'm babbling a little, but well, we have this moment anyway. I'll just share what's on my mind. So to get back to favorite things, how do I choose what's best? It's like, how do I decide that something is more important than something else, purely on aesthetic or, I don't know, even emotional circumstance? While I have some favorite games and books and movies and even colors, I also, I think at least, that I'm open to possibilities and exploring new things. If you're too focused on your favorites, wouldn't that be restricting and even constricting? Feeling that warm water flowing through me as I take a sip is just really nice. And the fresh mint tea for me with a touch of honey is incredibly soothing. I hope you're enjoying your drink as well. One of the things that has kind of surprised me as my work got more popular is that people put a lot of weight on the words that you say. It's as if your words are suddenly more important than someone else's. But unless it's about programming, and even then, like a very specific part of programming, I don't really consider myself an expert on anything. I like knowing and learning new things, but my words are just an opinion of a silly nerd in a way. And does that make my opinion more or less worth than anyone else's? Just because people are exposed to my work and I got lucky enough to be selected by the mysterious algorithms, by the platforms that I use, does that make me in any way more important? I don't really think so. I mean, it's nice to be heard, and it's really nice that people appear to be appreciating what I do. And they like the feeling of relaxing around like my work and my way of talking, almost as if they're listening to a story and just want to zone out while sipping on their beverage. But at the same time, I'm sure that some of my words reach them, and that they know that I'm also just a person like them. And even though my work has been exposed to more people, that doesn't make me special. It simply makes me more known. But known is not the same as knowledge. Being an expert on something takes years of time, practice, and reading theory. As such, I'd like to think I'm okay at hypnosis and even decent at storytelling. Generally speaking, people will like it when I talk. But I still talk too much, I guess even now. Right now I'm just babbling while you're listening. But apparently you're having fun, so I guess I'll keep going. It's interesting to know of yourself that you're just a person. It's a slippery slope, though. See, when a lot of people agree with you, it's very tempting to just go with it, because everything you do is suddenly perfect or good. But that's not the case. Critique and feedback are incredibly important, and it's really nice when someone gives me a different perspective on the work that I do or the way that I do it. It allows me to experiment and step out of my comfort zone. Even this, in a way, is an experiment. Just talking. Giving you some insight into my, well, rather weird head. Thoughts bouncing around, too many to mention. Sipping. Slowly drinking. In a way, it's nice to know that I'm being listened to. It's really nice to see someone paying attention to what I say. And at the same time, there's this lovely rush when my words cause this sort of absence of thought and this blissful blankness that spreads through their mind. And when I see their face slowly relaxing, getting an almost waxen look, a sort of vacant vision. It's fascinating and beautifully intense, intimate even. In my opinion, it's quite intimate to do hypnosis. As such, it shouldn't be done to just anyone or anywhere without at least some bit of knowledge and getting to know each other. Would it be wise to let you slip away with every sip before I discuss with you the limits and likes of what we want to achieve? Well, right now, it's just about me talking, babbling really. Going from one thought to the next and sort of sharing with you a glimpse of the weirdness that goes on in my head. There's a lot, you know. Even as I sit down here, the first thing I do is look around and sort of analyze the situation. I see how people are sitting. Some of them more upright than others, some of them more interested or distracted, some of them lost in their phone while others are happily talking. I look at the drinks that they have and I wonder if there's a story behind it. Even as our drinks arrived, I looked at the person giving them and wondered if they were having a good day. I get so easily distracted with so many things. And it takes some effort for me to focus. I guess that's why I find it so fascinating when someone is completely focused on me. And this is also what I do with hypnosis. It allows me to focus on them. See, when I do trance, I look at them. I observe, I sense, I follow each and every little bit of change. Not just out of fascination, but also out of a form of caretaking. I want to know before they fall over that I have to straighten them. I want to know that they're comfortable and cozy and that there's a soft smile on their face. They're having a good time. And this, of course, doesn't always go exactly according to plan. When does it ever? The human mind is a minefield of meandering thoughts, drifts, sort of floating above and below the surface, most things deeply unseen. And it's fascinating, beautiful to see your mind reacting to the things that I say. Every sip is so nice. Even as my cup slowly empties, I'm still savoring the flavor, the feeling, the sensation of the tea slowly sinking down, and that lovely feeling of exploring. You know, it's always been interesting, the name Nimja and how I used it. I started with it very long ago, and it's always been like an artist name. Me, but not quite me. It's a reflection of some of the parts of me. Because I don't invite everyone into my whole life, it's nice to have some things private. I guess that's the reason why I don't let people watch me play games all that much. It's nice to keep some of the things in my life my own. And by creating a different name, it also allows me to create a bit of distance. At the same time, I still do my best to be a person, a someone, not a something. I'm not just Nimja. I'm also the person behind the files. Not just a voice, but much more than that. There's so many parts of me that, well, are difficult to share with just everyone. It would feel kind of weird to share everything with the whole world all the time. Don't you think that would be weird for you as well? So it's nice to have a name with which I can produce content and create all these things and still have somewhere, someplace for myself where I can relax. That I'm not always demanded to be Nimja. Make no mistake, I highly enjoy doing this. It's a lot of fun, and it's definitely part of my pleasure to hypnotize and to talk about different things. What I'm trying to say is that it's not all I am. And I hope that this moment, simply having tea with me, will have helped you to see that too. I I've been babbling for quite a while now, and it looks like our drinks are finished. I hope I didn't cause you to slip away too much as you sipped away your drink. Regardless, I enjoyed talking. And who knows, maybe we'll do this again sometime. All right, let's go. Wake.